Oh, I'm drinking some day wine because I fucking deserve it. Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. It's your girl, Jessie May. Hello, everybody. Another week, another dollar, another podcast episode in your ear. How you doing? How you living? How you treating yourself? How you treating your family? I am drinking day wine. Very excited about it. Because I'm a grown-ass bitch. I'm excited about this episode. I got to sit down with somebody who's hilarious. But before we get into that, I'm dealing with a cold. And before we get into that, I got to tell y'all where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Key West for May 30th and 31st for the Have Nots Comedy Show. If you go to jessiemay.com, you can find out those tickets, where to get them. June 1st and 3rd, I'm going to be in Miami. June 7th, 8th, and 9th, I'm going to be at the Albany Funny Bone. Come through Friday, Saturday, Sunday with my brother, Marty Caperoni. Come on through and have some fun with us. A portion of proceeds from each show, each item of merch that I sell. I'm sorry. I just burped up some wine. Each item of merch that I sell, a portion of that will go towards the Alzheimer's Association of America. So when you come see me, you are giving back, and I appreciate your support. I appreciate your charity. I also am going to be back on Confetti June 21st, which is also the summer solstice, and it's a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association or Alzheimer's Organization to bring awareness to the disease, which took my pops back in October. So you can be a part of it. If you Google the longest day and Alzheimer's Association, you will get plenty of information telling you how you can become a fundraiser. You can do anything that you want, any sort of, you know, car wash or a bake sale or, you know, a party at a restaurant, whatever you want to do, you can do anything to sort of help out. Alzheimer's is a pretty crazy fucking thing. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. I mean, like, it's so expensive. It's one of the most expensive diseases, and I really believe we're going to find some preventative measures within our lifetime. So I hope I can help be a part of that. So go check out the Alzheimer's Association. Check out the longest day ever. It's going to be a pretty big event, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Go to alts.org/the longest day. That is the website to get all the information. June 21st. So I will be on Confetti for Facebook Live, their Facebook Live game show, and I will be helping raise some awareness for the cause, the charity, and the disease. So look out for that. I'm also going to be coming through a whole bunch of places this summer, fall, and winter. JessieMay.com for tickets. Make sure you guys check out Hakuna Supply as well. If you use code JessieMayCBD, you can get 15% off your stash jars, your rolling trays, your grinders, your stash box. If you decide to get one of those really cool wooden boxes that we have for sale, HakunaSupply.com/JessieMay. Oh, shit. Speaking of oh, shit, I am pumped for this week's episode. This dude is so funny. We've had peripheral friends our whole life. Oh. The fucking hummingbird just came back to my window. It's been a hot minute since I've seen this hummingbird. Where I sit and record, whenever I'm at home and I'm recording, there's this little fucking hummingbird, and it's like, it makes this really weird noise. I swear I'm not high. He just caught me off mid-sentence. I'm like, there he is, he's back. This next dude and I have had many friends that are similar. We've had the same friends, mutual friends. We've never really, you know, had the opportunity to sit down and chat, kind of like with Mary Lynn last week. So I was excited to actually sit down and have a conversation with this dude. And he's so funny, so talented. You've seen him on a bunch of shows and movies. And we got into some deep stuff and we got into some funny stuff and found out we have a lot in common. So I hope you guys enjoy the interview with Mr. Dustin Ibarra. Ibarra! Ibarra! Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie May Paluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up. This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. This is your Sharp Tongue Podcast host, Jesse May Peluso. So happy to have you back. I hope you're happy to have my nasal Syracuse accent in your ear again this week. I would like to give a shout out to our Hakuna suppliers for my stash boxes, my stash jars, and my grinders, and my rolling trays. Amazing, amazing sponsorship we've had with them. They've been a really cool company to work with, not just because of their charity endeavors, but just because their creative abilities have really sprung a new Jesse May fan, the smoker, the weed smoker. I mean, you don't have to necessarily put weed in these jars or on the trays. You could put your jewelry. You could put cotton balls in the jars as well. You go to hakunasupply.com/Jesse May. We've got stash boxes, jars with my face on a blunt. We've got rolling trays. We've got grinders. And if you use code Jesse May CBD, you get 15% off your entire purchase. And a portion of what you buy goes towards the World Wildlife Foundation, a foundation in Southern California that helps homeless veterans get themselves back on their feet. And also from my side, any sort of tickets that you guys purchase to see me live, merchandise, anything that has to do with me, a portion of what I make will in perpetuity go towards Alzheimer's awareness. I get shout out to The Prophet because I just learned that word because of that show. So Alzheimer's Association and I are working together. So anything you support on my end, you are also giving back to charity. You're such a good person. I'm in bunny ears. It's been a long weekend. What's up, everybody? I'm excited to bring in our guest who's never been on the podcast before. We have been talking for the past 10 minutes and all of it is gold. Let's see if we can recreate that magic. Mr. Dustin Ibarra.
Hello.
Did I say it right?
You did, yeah. Yeah,
I did.
Because
okay.
You did the rolling of the R's.
That's important,
the
right?
The extra Latino thing.
What, are you Latino?
I am,
what
yeah.
What kind?
Taco Bell. Yeah, I'm. My dad's Mexican and my mom is like redneck white lady.
Really?
Yeah.
But how do they meet?
Oh, shoot. I don't even know.
You don't know how your parents met?
No, I shoot.
Are they still together?
No. So okay. That, yeah, my dad took off as a kid. So, yeah, she didn't do the whole, here's how I met your deadbeat father.
How old were you when he bounced?
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting
gosh.
Into it early. We're getting
we
into
are.
It early.
Dude, I think I was like 11 or 12. No, I was like, yeah, probably like 10 or something like that. This is sad.
Wow.
Oh, you want to hear? This is.
Let's start off sad.
Dude, I remember last time I was supposed to meet this fool was at a Burger King in San Antonio. And my mom took me there and dropped me off. And he never showed up.
Was that like the first time you were supposed to see him after he bounced?
After, yeah, after.
What
it was like the last like date.
Asshole.
I know, right?
How old were you?
I was a little kid, like 10 or 11 or something. I was a youngster, man.
She left you? She'd even just wait in the parking lot and like scope it out through
she
the window?
She chilled, yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, damn, your mom just was like, good luck. Let's see if this guy shows up again.
She didn't have much faith in him either, so she chilled out.
But that's an important lesson, I feel, as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
To know that you can like get through that.
Yeah, and I did, you know, and it's like one of those things, like, yeah, it happens.
It's a recipe,
you know?
That makes you a comedian.
It is, and you meet other comedians, they're like, oh, yeah, my dad's, everyone's got, like, a dad story, like, everyone has some kind of, like, messed up family, like, thing in their lives that happened early or something.
Or they, like, one-up your dad's story.
Yes!
Yeah, you know, like, okay, thank you very much, like, oh, your dad left? Well, yeah, well, mine locked me in the closet for 4 years
and, yeah,
and you're like, fed me whole milk. It's like, okay, yeah, I mean, thanks.
I guess
I had it good with no dad.
Yeah, totally.
We were talking about trying to figure out where the F we were traveling, because you asked me where I just came back from, and it took me like 5 minutes to answer your question.
Spaced.
I spaced out. You travel a lot, though.
I try to. I haven't traveled lately.
Yeah?
I always try to stay in town for pilot season.
That's smart, because you do work a lot. Like, your IMBD is thick.
Thanks, but man, I didn't get anything these past, I know,
okay.
I was like, damn, I could have been on the road.
That's okay. I mean, it's a constant struggle, man.
It is.
Trying to, like, I don't know, find the energy and momentum and confidence to keep going after all of the rejection.
Well, totally. And because you never know, you know, because it's one of those things, like, things can change so quick out here,
so,
you know,
quick. Like, for you, what was one of the first times getting a job where you were like, oh, damn, I'm in the industry now?
Oh, dang. When I first moved to New York, I went on a commercial audition. The first thing I went on, and I got it. And I remember, like, damn, I'm in, man.
Yeah.
It's the best, dude.
What was it? Do you remember?
It was like a Comcast commercial.
Yeah.
I never saw it, but I went to New York with, like, no money, and that, like, paid for, like, every, like,
just,
I, yeah, I was such a poor kid. Oh my god, I was so good at, like, saving money.
Don't you kind of miss that a little bit?
Yes,
like,
I,
that,
man,
grind,
dude. And I spend money like crazy now, and I miss. I remember, like, dude, you used to make this stretch so long.
Yeah,
how are you, like, doing this
now? You're dropping, like, I dropped like $75 on Uber Eats in Rhode Island.
Oh my god, yes.
I was like, what, if for like an omelet, for like a late night omelet in a fruit salad.
Yes. I like that you get the fruit though,
so
too
much?
That's like,
what the fuck. I mean,
that's insane.
It's an interesting thing where you're trying to, like, make your money stretch. You forget, like, having that struggle keeps you, you know, it keeps you a little bit more economical.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I remember, like, still now I'll look at, like, the dollar menu and be like, oh, that's a good deal. You know, I might not get it, but I'd be like, man, if I only had $5, I could eat like a king at this
that,
place.
Man. Man, that's like my gambling. Like, I love coupons. I don't know if it's like
God,
an old lady thing.
Coupons are great. No,
aren't they fun?
You know what now, too, is the apps. You got to get the app.
Oh, yeah, for like each store.
Yes, it's not embarrassing where you have to, like, have it. Here's this crumbled sheet of paper, this little piece of paper I cut out. You can just show,
like,
your phone.
You're busting out all your coupons. Here's
this one.
And this one.
And someone did that at the grocery store the other day. And I want to be like, man, there's an app. Come on,
man.
That was
probably me. I still cut coupons. Yo, BevMo. Do you know BevMo?
Oh, do they have some good deals?
Yes, they have some good deals. They have these deals where you buy one bottle and you get one for 5 cents.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, what the F? How are you not going to do that?
Those
a little red wine.
Those are fun little deals. Because they know they could say buy one, get one free, but they're like, it's a penny.
Yeah,
is
and you're
like,
oh,
a nickel. Like, oh,
I'm
going to
go buy 100 bottles of red wine.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I stock up and I leave them there and I just, you know.
Oh, really?
I'm ready to go.
I don't leave them there. I'm like, oh, we're going to have a party tonight, man. Look at all this red wine.
I love that you said that you looked like the fat Jason Momoa.
I did. Fat
You're
Aquaman.
Not fat Aquaman.
That's one thing. That just it's either before that it was like Jack Black, and then I get Felipe Esparza.
Yeah, that's what I said, because literally his picture's right over your shoulder.
We did a show. We sold a show, but it never got picked up. We were supposed to be brothers.
That would have been amazing.
Would have been amazing. Yeah.
That would have been great. Both of you can act and you're funny. Like, who wouldn't buy that?
It would be awesome.
Just make it anyways.
We should.
Shoot it.
It's someone else. It's like it's in the Hollywood system
now.
Oh,
God.
So
it's so, the hierarchy and the whole logistics of how stuff works out here. People are just like,
man.
Go. Why don't you just go do this? It's like, you don't know how many loops you got to jump through.
Dude, yeah.
To like just get a project to go.
Well, yeah. And that thing we were working on for like 6 months before it happened and just getting together and then.
Like developing it out, meeting and all that. And that takes time.
It did, And then we went out to all the pitches and everything. And then like some people like Fox and ABC liked it, you know?
Yeah.
So, but then we went with ABC. And then, like, nothing happened.
Like, it's so frustrating.
It is,
It really is. It's such a grueling process.
It is, but it's at least, like, I've always, you know, the business, it's like you fail so much.
All the time.
But each fail gets a little bit better. Like, oh, that was a good fail. Like,
and
I failed at selling a show. That's pretty cool, you know?
I think that is pretty cool. I mean, you're putting yourself out there and you're like, creating something and learning how to make it be, you know, sold in a room. Because essentially, if you win the room, you can... That's your next step into like making the show.
That's what was weird. It felt like very like sales, like a car sales. Like, hey, hey, well, okay, here's what you need, guys. Okay, so Latinos are like huge right now. So got to get in that mode.
Latinos are everything.
I don't think we said that. That would have been a weird pitch. Listen, you guys heard of Latinos, Fox, right? We've got a couple for you.
I'm slouching.
Oh, yeah, man.
I can't believe.
See, I got, look what I got.
Show us what you have on.
Check it out.
You got one of those back things.
I got
what's
a back support. I believe it's a bra. No, this is like this thing I bought on Amazon. Because I was like, I remember last time I was here, I did a podcast and I remember the cameras were set up and I would look at myself. I'm like, dude, you got to like stand up straight or something, man. So I got this like thing. You just,
Does it really help your posture?
It does. It does. And it's like one of those, you know those things that detectives have where they put the gun in?
The gun holster.
That's what it feels like.
It looks like it.
It totally, yeah.
You
I'll
look
put
like
it on
a forgetful detective. You're like, where are my guns?
Yeah,
shit.
Right. Yeah, the forgetful detective. That's the next show I'm pitching. That's going to be good.
The forgetful detective. What was like, you've done so many different shows and movies. What was the most frustrating experience? Do you have like...
The most frustrating experience? Yeah,
like on any show.
I'm trying to think. I've had... Oh, this is a good one now. Man.
Now I'm like worried about sitting straight.
I know, right?
Upright.
Well, what it does with me is it basically just pulls your arms back. I don't know if it helps with posture, but
so
it just
am I supposed to be like... Am I supposed to be like this or this?
Do you want to wear it? I can take it.
I really kind of want one because I feel like
I think with your,
it moves
like back,
your shoulders.
There.
It basically goes from a B cup to a C cup. I feel like I need one of those.
I know, but it works on me too, which sucks. Like, no. I'm trying to flaunt, pick up a dude.
Watch out. I think it really just, it brings your shoulders back and it makes
does.
Everything better.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm trying to show my boobs off, but I'm just trying to like sit straight.
I was like looking even more into like just body stuff like that. You could like, there's like Spanx for men. To,
for what?
Just to like keep everything in. And I was like, damn, you could do that, but if someone found out, you'd be done, buddy. Like if one of your
Spanx
friends found
for
out.
A dude.
Totally, yeah.
No, you're fine. You don't need all that.
I know you don't need it, but it's like it's a Hollywood. You want to look good. You know?
Can you imagine you're in the room trying to sell a show and you go like this and your Spanx pop out? Like your whole spank is exposed.
Oh my god, that would be devastating. Yeah, I don't know. I still get like I'm a comic, but I get so embarrassed, man. Like just getting made fun of and stuff. Like,
I know we're sensitive creatures.
Oh man, I'm like overly sensitive.
That's okay.
I can tell too, cause like I don't riff good. Like I look at like roast battle or something, and
yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, I would never. I would be so devastated.
That's definitely tough. And even like judging, have you judged it?
No, I
it
stay away
terrible.
From it, man. I stay away because I'm just like, I don't even want to get caught up and look at this guy. Like, don't look at me. Stop.
It does feel. I don't have that. Like, I'm not naturally inclined to make fun of other people.
Yeah,
besides
it's hard.
Like my sisters. I'm not naturally inclined to make fun of just like anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't even make fun of my brother. He's all sensitive and shit too.
Yeah, it's just general people in general. Yeah. I feel are easier to make fun of idiosyncrasies and like societal stuff, but like a particular person, it just doesn't feel
it's
right
tough.
For some reason.
Hurt their feelings. They're gonna cry later. I made someone cry
because we've probably been bullied ourselves as children.
Oh, totally.
Just so sensitive.
Without a doubt, yeah. Even like, yeah.
Wait, did you tell me about your worst experience? Or did we just talk about your back bra?
Sorry, we did talk about my back bra. No, I did a show with Fox. We did like 7 episodes. And it was the first, it was like my first big like on a TV show type thing. And it was Jason Ritter and Alexis Bledel and Kerry Kinney, Michael Ian Black, like a bunch of
famous
people.
Wow, good cast, yeah.
Really good cast. And we went and did it and filmed in New York, which was insane. You know, I was like out there.
Location
and,
shoot. I mean.
And then we did the upfronts and we got picked up and we're like, oh my God, I was at upfronts and it was crazy. Like Terry Bradshaw was there and like just.
Tell people about upfronts if they don't
upfronts
know what that
is. Upfronts is like where all the people, all the TV, everyone goes, all the networks sell their stuff to the advertisers. And they basically give them kind of a preview for, here's what we got on Slate this season. We
like
got
all the
this.
Stars from the shows will
Yeah, all
go
the stars come out and everything. And like, yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, it was insane. But then we did like 7 episodes and then it never came out.
Oh,
I remember on the 7th, after the 7th episode, they were like, we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus because we're supposed to do like 13 episodes. I'm like, all right, it's cool. You know?
You're like, hiatus. We haven't even like started yet.
Yeah.
We're only 7 deep and you already want a hiatus?
But they kept on saying like, oh, it's going to come out. It's going to come out. And then it just got shelved.
Ugh.
It came out like a year ago.
What?
Crackle. Crackle. And no one, like, I don't think anyone
saw it. I remember,
is
Crackle still cracking?
I don't know if it was cracking. It is out there. It's
What's
not,
it called?
Crackle.
The show's called Crackle.
No, the show is Us and Them.
I have heard of that.
It was I don't know. No, I don't think anyone saw it.
Really?
It's out there though.
Maybe I just remember from cyber stalking you, seeing a bunch of stuff about us and them.
Probably, yeah. I put it out there. Yeah. I was like, it's coming, trust me.
You can even, this is how Hollywood is so heartbreaking. You can work on a show, film it, get all the episodes done, go to the advertising, selling, you know, that whole experience. And then they're like, we're never putting it out.
No, it was like so crazy. That's like, man.
That's like literally being pregnant. That's a creative abortion. I don't know. That's what it is. It's like you have this baby growing in you, and then it's like, well, it's never gonna happen.
It is tough.
Sorry, we just gotta lay it to rest.
You know what? It was based off of that. It was based off James Corden had a show in England called Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to like play his part, so that was really interesting.
That's interesting. You were like the James Corden equivalent.
Yeah, American James Corden. That like cracked me up. If I ever get on that show, I gotta tell that. He knew he was a producer and something, but I never
That's
met him.
That's wild. Really. Did you grow up here in the States, or did you grow up in Mexico?
No, I grew up in San Antonio.
What was that like?
It was cool. I like South Texas. I had a few stepdads. I got to travel, you know.
Traveled around a bit. Mom moved around, chasing dudes a little.
Dude, my mom moved, man. And then I moved without her sometimes. I lived with my brother in like East Texas for a while, and my aunt in Dallas.
Do you have one sibling?
I got an older brother and a younger brother.
Wow.
And we're all like 7 years apart.
Different dads?
Different dads.
Yeah, that's wild, man. That's a potpourri of relations right there. I have a similar situation as well.
You got a lot of halves?
Yeah, like my dad had two kids with his first wife, and then my mom married the neighbor's dad, and he had two daughters.
Oh, really?
So we had a whole cornucopia of just halves and steps and what the fuck's in the house.
They wanted you guys to be family.
Yeah. Family really is just what you make it. It's just an idea.
It really is.
Especially in our generation where, you know, nannies are fucking husbands and everything gets crossed.
Totally.
You know, there's so much crossbreeding going on.
Someone could tell me anything and be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
I'm not shook by that at all.
That's my uncle's sister. Oh, okay. Hey, nice to meet you, uncle sister.
What, like, growing up, did you have exposure? Like, what kind of exposure to comedy? Was it at a young age, or did it?
I guess, I don't know. My grandma would play a lot. This isn't comedy, but she was a musician. She played for Bob Wills, and she was like a big Western swing bass player lady.
That's badass.
It was so cool.
Your grandma was a bass player?
Yeah, she still does, too.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she had a stroke recently, so she's not doing as many shows, but she's like, she's out there and stuff. And
she's still playing, even though she had a stroke?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, how old is she?
She's cool. Yeah, she's like 80-something.
Shout out to grandma. What's her name?
Louise Rowe.
Louise Rowe. She's a badass. Yeah. Shout out.
Google her.
Is she Googleable?
Yeah, she's Googleable.
Wow.
Yeah. She won a bunch of awards and stuff, but I remember growing up, like, seeing she was always on stage and stuff, and I don't know. My family is kind of, they're all kind of, like, entertainers, I guess, like, wanting to be, but, like, I was the first, like, comic.
Were there other types of entertainers? Were there, like, magicians or mimes in your family?
I heard that I had an uncle that would do, this is kind of crazy, but on my mom's side, these uncles that would do like medicine shows, which apparently were like pretty racist back in the day. They would do like blackface or something.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what a medicine show is when they do blackface?
I guess, the medicine show, I think that was like the comedy show. Like that's what they called it. But then my grandma told me one time, oh yeah, they would do blackface. They would put their faces. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Were they Mexican or white?
They were white. They were on the white side. Yeah.
They were on the white side.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
But you know, like everything is so much about perspective and like what's relative to the moment. So like,
yeah, they're
here
probably
now,
thinking.
It sounds terrible. Yeah. But like then, it was a part of what was going on. Like,
yeah, everyone was doing it.
Everybody,
I guess,
yeah, everyone's.
Everyone was doing the blackface, so everyone. I guess it was.
Can
hip.
You imagine? Remember when Julie? Do you remember Juliana Huff when she dressed as Orange Is the New Black for Halloween and she had blackface and then she got so much?
Oh, I think so. I don't know. I remember her. There's like that's happened to like 7 people so far this past year.
It's like why do you want to try and do that? What are you?
I don't know.
Are you just trying to get your name in the?
Or just or are they not thinking? I don't know.
Do they think it's funny?
Or do they think like is this gonna? Because someone's definitely gonna say something. You can't.
Someone's
be doing
going
that,
and
man.
It's not gonna be good.
Yeah.
No one's gonna go, oh hey, Jessie Mae did blackface. It was hilarious.
Yeah, no.
I'm not gonna get more bookings from that. Yeah. I'm not gonna like
maybe more in the South. I don't know. Like, oh my god, you're so hot in Florida right now, Jessie Mae.
Pensacola is in high demand.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's definitely like something that doesn't fly. Some housewives just got in trouble with that on one of the Real Housewives shows.
Those women are wild.
I watch those shows now.
They're addictive.
I used to not, but my girlfriend, she's like always watching like Vanderpump Rules or something. It's kind of in the background, so I'm like, what's going on? Like, I can't like not pay attention. Like, how is she? Are you serious?
Yep.
You're drunk again, Ariana? Lala? Come on, man.
Girlfriends are the gateway drug to housewives.
They are. Oh, my God.
You are. Yeah. Like, if you have a girlfriend, as a dude, you are watching a housewives show. And you're going to get addicted into the drama.
They're on. That's her Game of Thrones, I guess. You know?
Do you watch the Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I do.
I'm like, almost caught up. I literally watched every single episode from the beginning. And I haven't even caught up to the new season yet. I've been avoiding any spoiler alerts. Have you watched the new season?
Yeah, I've been watching the new season.
I just finished the episode where, what's her name, rides the dragon, Queen of Dragons. Daenerys gets on the dragon.
Yeah.
I was going to call her Daenerys. Daenerys.
No, I was like, when watching it, I'll have to Google, like, who is this fool they keep talking about?
Amelia Clark. I know her real name. Amelia Clark hops on that dragon. Yeah.
She's got the crazy eyebrows.
She's got great bushy brows, man. Yeah. I just want to brush them.
Yeah.
You've got good brows, too. I have this thing where I just want to brush them and mold them a little bit. Yeah, you've got really good brows.
I do have. That's one thing. I'll take that cut. That's one thing I know I got. This section to this section, good.
Oh, beautiful eyes. Who's working for you? Are you kidding me?
I like it. I like this area.
Your eyebrow control. You used to do that in the mirror as a kid.
Oh, yeah, totally. I would always do the, like, just trying to...
You do have a Jack Black thing when you do the brow.
I do. Check it if I do.
Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
Nah, man. That's very Jack Black.
He's hilarious. I always used to watch like Jim Carrey when I was a kid and try and do, you know, all those crazy faces that Jim Carrey would do. Like, remember Fire Marshal Bill?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude.
That, like, In Living Color was so influential to me as a kid.
In Living, me too. It was so great.
It was so great. The shit they would do.
It totally would not go on
it
now.
It wouldn't fly, man.
That's like blackface now. You know? Handyman? Are you serious?
Yo, Handyman! They were making fun of people with special needs.
Oh, he was doing the voice and everything. The voice and the...
He did the voice. I totally forgot.
Yeah, the hands, that became a big thing, too, everyone was doing. That's how you knew.
Oh, remember the dude with Duke? The dog that was dead?
Oh,
it was Jamie Foxx. He's like, come on, Duke. And he'd like drag the dog and it was all taxidermy. Homie the Clown. Like so many inappropriate sketches.
Yeah.
But that show was like the Black Mirror. It was like SNL and Black Mirror and comedy had a baby. Because I feel like Saturday Night Live was a little bit more, not highbrow, but like.
I feel like it is a little like they try to make it more like we're here to talk. We're not going to do that. Like,
we don't do the blue humor.
Yeah.
It was more like, you know. Reflecting what was going on in society. And then In Living Color was like, this is what's really, this is what's going on in the streets.
No, that was like so funny. Oh my God.
I love that show. What other shows do you remember as a kid? Remember TGI Friday?
Oh my God. Step by step. Day by day.
I love that show. Family Matters.
Family Matters is a great one. Yeah, TGIF, man.
Full House. Everyone knows I love the Stamos.
I like whenever ABC went to like Disney World.
Yeah.
You know how they would do that?
Yeah, like, they would. All the shows would go to Disney World. Yep, and they'd film them there.
I remember this show I was on last time was an ABC show, and we're all like, oh, we can't wait till that Disney World episode. You know, because they'll just end up, they could be a show about whatever. It's like, well, we got to go to Disney World next week.
Like, yeah, they're like, we don't
know. This is Grey's Anatomy.
That's Grey's Anatomy.
We're going to Disney World. Someone got trapped.
Is that another show you got addicted to because of your girlfriend?
No, I didn't. I don't mess around with Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, it's our generation's General Hospital.
It's really good. Yeah, I don't. I feel like it's one of those things. It's like Game of Thrones for me. Like, oh, that's too far
it's,
in.
It's
man.
Too deep. Like, even Game of Thrones is too deep. But like, you were talking about Disney World. Have you been to Disney World?
Yeah,
I went there once when I was like 21, and you know, you still get into the whole. Mindset of being a child because
it's
like a time warp, you know, you're brought back to like being five. And so like I saw Mickey Mouse and I got all excited and like I shook Mickey Mouse's hand, or he shook my hand rather, and he fingered my palm.
What? That's kind of crazy.
He went like give me your hand. He went,
oh,
isn't
whoa.
That creepy?
Yeah,
that's not Mickey. A normal handshake.
I don't think he does that to everyone.
No, he's not doing that to the children. And if he is, like, Stranger danger.
Maybe he was trying to like hug, like
maybe he was trying. He was definitely like tossing me the vibes, yeah. And I was like, Minnie, you need to get your man.
Whoa,
because like Mickey is tossing me all the vibes.
Ooh,
creepy. And then
he
I
probably
read,
does that because it's like, how's anyone gonna catch it? You know, like, oh, freak.
It's whoa, so he's like, oh, I'm just Mickey.
Yeah,
like he's not gonna admit that he fingered your palm.
No way.
But then I read somewhere that like one of the priests, one of these Catholic priests, you know how they relocate him after some scandal goes on where people start to come out and say that they're touching their kids.
Yeah, like we gotta
they
get
just
this
move
guy.
Them.
Yeah.
There was a guy who worked at Disney World who was a priest and he'd worked at Disney World for like 35 years.
What? That was a bad priest? Like,
yeah, they relocated him.
What?
That's like...
That's so weird.
Sending a pedophile to Disney World?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's like sending a pedophile to Disney World.
That's so insane.
It's the worst idea ever.
Yeah, the whole relocation thing, that's weird. They it's do that weird. With cops too a lot of there's like
they
a
do.
Crazy like racist cop. It's like, all right, we gotta get this guy out of here.
And it's
don't
like,
fire
no,
him, but let's just send him somewhere where there's not
him.
As many minorities, you know.
Like this whole thing with the Notre Dame being burnt and people donating. Isn't there like, I mean, how much did they raise? Like $100
Yeah, that's kind
of annoying.
$1 billion
Do you know, Aaron, how much they've raised?
I've heard $1 billion
$1 billion for like,
yeah.
The Catholic Church is one of the richest institutions in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That the is, most influential.
It's pretty funny. It's almost like, wow, this is real life, man.
Can you, like, all the things that are going on in the world, yeah. I don't think the church needs our money and let that fucker burn. Who cares?
I know. They've got, like, yeah, they got the money. And it's like, someone tweeted something the other day about, like, just mentioned, like, Flint, Michigan or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, oh, yeah. still, you know.
And there's just so many things.
There's so many things that need our attention and money. Did you see what Ari Shaffir tweeted and it got taken down?
Oh, did it get taken down?
It did. It was one of my favorite tweets
ever. It was about the, you guys effing kids or something.
Yeah, he said, like, he goes, I don't care if, like, the Muslims and Jews are the ones that burnt the church down. That place was the back setting for little boys, you know, getting molested by priests. He says, let that fuck hut burn to the ground.
Yeah.
And he called it a fuck hut. He called the cathedral a fuck hut.
Yeah, you know, some nasty, some just
bad things happen
there, man.
It's so fucking backwards. I can't even.
That is weird, though. They're getting some money, though. So, yeah.
So much money. All the money, man. I mean, how are they going to manage that? Where's that money going to go?
Rims on the Pope Mobile. He's going to have a sweeter ride.
Yo, he's definitely going to have the ones that spin.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Rims on the Pope.
It's like, those are out. I'm the Pope. Who cares?
There's this other IG account that I found from when I was like scrolling through looking at like the cathedral and the Notre Dame news on Twitter where there's this handle on Instagram called Preacher Sneakers. Have you heard of this?
No, what's that?
It's basically like, you know, all these like popular young evangelical preachers that are, you know, it's like that huge setting where they're like on stage and it's always a blue carpet, which I don't understand why the carpet's always
blue.
It
is a blue carpet.
Right?
It must represent some kind of
it
pureness
must,
or
it
something.
It must, yes. Yeah. It's got to be some sort of like pure, puritanical thing.
It's, not,
it's always
it's that
blue.
Short carpet. It's that like a little...
it kind of looks like my Adidas jacket.
very thin layer
very
of carpet.
Thin, cheap carpet. In the Instagram account, Preacher Sneakers is all of these preachers... And the picture of their sneakers and how expensive they are. Like, this dude's up there preaching the word of God in some Yeezys.
Oh, wow. That's
or,
crazy.
Like, you know, like, custom Jordans or, like, the latest limited edition Alexander Wang Adidas. Yeah. And it's basically like, oh, okay, they're preaching the word of the Lord, but they're running around in these, like, $1,000 sneakers.
Yeah.
It's a little hypocritical.
I think there's a scripture about that. Yet no man wear Yeezys or something. Who has...
Ye no wear Yeezys.
Yeah, something like that.
It is wild, man. I don't know. I have a problem with, like, hypocrisy like
that. We could have been preachers. You ever think about that? Like, just because we're good at, like, talking on stage.
We
could have transferred this into some kind of something else.
I think so, too. Like, my mom said that I was, like, the poor girl's life coach. I don't know if that's a compliment.
Like, you were helping, like, other kids out. Like...
But not like a good life coach. She said I was the poor girl's life coach. I'm like, thanks. So, like, six broke bitches I can help? That's
We're going to help you. We're going to change your life. Go to Payless, right?
Yeah. Have you, where have you been on the road lately? You said you were staying in town for like...
I haven't been anywhere lately, yeah.
Where are you next? You got any other gigs coming up?
Like San Antonio.
Oh, you're going kind of back home.
Yeah. My family doesn't live there anymore, but I like San Antonio.
What club is there that you play?
The River Center. I mean, it's either River Center or LOL.
Yeah.
I look them up. They're the same place, pretty much. I think one of them actually shut down now, so it's the LOL.
Is it fun there? Like, do you like the crowds in Texas?
Yeah, I like it. Some people hate San Antonio, the crowds.
I like Texas.
I really dig it, yeah.
You wouldn't think, because I kind of have the same idea about Texas as I do about Florida, where they're their own country as far as the way their laws are and their people. Like, I feel like they're such unique people.
Yeah, it's really different. Whenever because I was in Texas forever, and then when I moved to New York, I was like, whoa, this is crazy, you know? Like, really, we're so different.
So freaking different. Yeah. But the audience, they're kind of smart and somewhat progressive in Texas.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But especially then, you know, Austin or something.
Yeah, Austin, like, for sure.
Yeah. Austin was a little too, like,
Austin's like
we would drive down to Austin. That would be the spot, because I'd be doing stand-up in Dallas, and we'd drive down to Austin.
Yeah.
Things would get very cool.
Austin is weird. They want to keep Austin weird. That's what it is. Yeah, for sure. I was in Austin for the Moon Tower Festival.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
huh?
That was a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of like Mardi Gras there during their in-season.
Goes just crazy, yeah.
Fuckers in the street.
Yeah, people drinking all
the time. People drinking, bitches in high heels on cobblestone. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Don't know why we're still doing that. It'll never look good. You look like a drunk elephant.
The heels? I don't know how people do the heels. That's tough. Drinking in heels.
Drinking
I've seen
in
some
heels.
People eat it on heels.
Hell
in
yeah.
San Francisco, oh my God.
Why? How can you wear heels?
It was insane. I saw it take, it was like, she was falling with like three steps, and then she hit a tree, man. It was crazy. Just that down, but then got up like, just because she was all drunk and stuff. But
there should be like a law against girls wearing heels in San Francisco.
Oh, there shouldn't be. Why do they do that? Yeah, it's like no
there
way.
Should also be an Olympic sport called running in heels down Lombardi Street.
I like that.
Try and like get to the bottom without eating shit. I'm still
That's
very
great.
Self-conscious about my posture.
Really?
I still don't know how to make it because you look so. You look like you're ready to deliver the news.
I wore layers, too. I learned these little tricks about me bod.
Yeah, layers looking good. Looking
gotta wear
good.
Some layers
I'm
all the
digging
time.
It for sure. Have
I
you?
I put in some conditioner the other night.
Yeah, the hair's looking great.
I put this on and it kind of.
Like, you have wild hair.
Do have wild hair.
You really do
it's
have wild hair.
It's one thing I've always. When I moved to New York, I used to not have it, but then I just stayed up there and didn't go to the barber because I remember it was like really expensive.
Yeah.
And I remember someone thinking like, oh, growing out the hair. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Yeah. Why even? Like, I can't imagine you with like a clean cut.
It'd be weird. Sometimes
it'd be strange.
I'll put on a baseball cap and tuck it in there, you know? Just you ever do that? Just to like, I'm going to go.
I got a hat for the next episode.
Yeah.
So just, I can just tuck my dirt. I put these
yes.
on. My hair is dirty. I haven't washed it in a week.
Sometimes you just want to look different.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to go in disguise.
Incognito.
Like, yeah, it's weird.
Do you ever get recognized out in life?
Yeah.
What's it like? Is it weird for you or is it awkward?
It's cool. No, I love it. I still like, it's so funny because I'm like, I love that. Whenever someone wants to, hey, are you that? And I'm like, what do you know me from? Yeah. Like, what do I know you from? I'm like, oh, nice.
You're like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, but I know.
What do you
like,
think
I'm an
you
actor,
know me from?
Man. He's like, and I'll start rolling down the credits. I mean, it could have been from this. maybe Gotham. Like, no. Oh, man, Californication. That was it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That's
cool.
What Marty.
Let's take a picture.
I know David, and you know Dave.
Yeah.
Duchovny. So that's where Marty, I think you and Marty were talking about me.
Yeah, we. Oh man,
you were talking about Californication or something.
Yeah, we did the get. Oh, this is so great.
Yeah.
I can't remember where this was at. I think it was like Indian, like crackers or
it
something.
It was. Yeah, because I couldn't be there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
you
a
should
weekend.
Do that more. Drop out. Yeah. I didn't
you
fill up the
one.
Books. Yeah. And I remember, yeah, we were there before.
I had to film something.
Yeah, and we were like, I remember me and Marty were trying to figure out. We were like, did you bring anything to sell? He's like, no. I'm like, damn, we neither. I'm like, we should sell something after these shows. So then we went to the dollar store and we just started like, we're like, okay, what can we buy here? I remember I found a whoopee cushion and I was like, dude, if I put my face on here, I could be like, sit on my face, you know? And I bet you these things would kill, you know? But then it's like, we couldn't get the printer to like stick
yeah,
them on.
Yeah, how could you get your face on? That's a genius idea.
But it
idea.
Would work, right?
Yeah.
So, but we ended up getting a bunch of these little like USB things and we sold them. We put our sets on
them. Oh, you put your sets on them.
Yeah.
So, dude, that's like the comic side hustle.
Oh, like, it was so,
that's so smart to just figure out day. How to make some merch.
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you sell any?
Yeah, hell yeah. Remember we put both of our sets on there together too, so it was like a 2-for-1 thing.
That's
awesome.
You guys
like the show, get the whole thing.
That's wild. That's so funny.
We probably made like $50.
That's something.
Yeah, it was good.
I think I feel like with merch, like after shows, it's always better if you're like, just give what you can. Instead of putting like a hard price on it.
Yeah, because people are less likely to take advantage of you after. I feel like a comic they like that.
Yeah.
They'll be like, or like people will shame them like, go give them something, man.
Yeah. And like giving them like a hard number is kind of, I don't know. It just doesn't, it feels weird selling shit in the first place.
It does feel weird, but then it's like, you got to do it.
Yeah, it's everyone just a part of it. Yeah.
T-shirts, I would sell t-shirts, and then I'm always like $20, which that's like.
That's not bad.
I know, but I still feel weird, you know? Like, oh God, like I would never buy this shit. I can't believe I'm asking someone to buy this. I would never spend $20.
But when you do well, people want a piece of you.
They do, yeah. They were
to
like,
go home.
Yeah, it's like a souvenir type thing. So,
whoopee cushions. Oh, man. I think Marty bought... Marty and I did that, too. We were at a show.
Marty needs to get prepared.
I know, shit.
No preparation.
Marty, you need to get your shit together. We were doing shows at the... House, is it a comic strip or House of Comedy in the Mall of America?
House of Comedy.
House of Comedy. Rick and Tammy. Shout out to Rick and Tammy. And we didn't have any merch, and Marty and I went to like a dollar store and bought whoopee cushions.
What? He's done this.
We sold. Yes, it's like his thing now.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
We bought whoopee cushions, and we had like, I don't know, we just literally, he bought one of everything from the dollar store, and I'm like, what did you get?
He's oh
like,
my God.
And we sold them all.
Okay, that's the thing now. Dollar store, and then, yeah.
We were like, give us what you want. You know, we didn't have any merch left, so just buy a whoopee cushion.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
And I kept one. It was a high-tech whoopee cushion, though.
Oh, is it the kind with a circle in the middle?
Yeah, right? And it reloads.
Yes.
So you don't have to blow into it. You press it, and then it reloads.
Somehow, yeah.
It's a never-ending fart cushion.
Yeah. Who came up with that? We need to celebrate
Genius.
That guy.
Yeah, where's that guy? Stop celebrating the Kardashians. Let's celebrate the guy who made the never-ending whoopee cushion. That's science.
That is
science.
That's the equivalent of those like stock things. Yeah. The people, the extra magazine.
Exactly.
On guns,
like. 100%. Who, are you into the Kardashians? Did your girl watch them?
She watches it. That's one thing I don't really get into. I kind of like know what's happening though. But like, yeah, she watched it last night.
Do you have like a celebrity crush?
A celebrity crush?
Yeah. Who's your celebrity crush? Who's like somebody you think about and you're like, oh man.
It'd be cool to, I don't know.
Be cool to like date. I had a dream about John Hamm last
night.
Someone
with like money or something. Like,
who?
Cool. I don't know.
Someone who has money?
Yeah. There's red kind of
Kate Beckinsale?
That'd be weird.
You're too old for her.
Thing too. I'd be like,
she's into 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's interesting, huh?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about a celebrity crush. I'm like, I don't know.
You don't know.
I really dug.
I had a dream that John Hamm and I were at a party and I was trying to flirt and he was not having it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was playing
in
hard
the
to
dream?
Get. Yeah.
What's up with our dreams not just giving it up,
I
man?
Know.
Come
like,
on.
I can't have what I want. Like, just let him flirt with me.
The hell, man.
You know, something in my subconscious is like, nah, you don't deserve John Hamm. You got to get your
not
shit together.
Not cool, yeah.
Not cool at all. I woke up like, what the fuck?
Come on.
Why would he talk to me at that party?
It's not cool.
It's not cool at all.
I got busted at a bank robbery the other night in my dream.
What?
Yeah.
How much were you going to get away with?
It was a good amount because I remember we found, it was like, I was with Bonnie and Clyde. It was very.
What?
I just saw that movie, The Highwayman, before I went to bed. And it's about
what's
the
Highwayman?
It's got like Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner. It's on Netflix.
Ooh, is
this
it
came
good?
Out. Yeah, it's pretty good. I dug it.
It's so weird how we're consuming movies now because I'm such a movie goer. Like I love going to the movies.
Oh, this one's straight up like just out there. Yeah.
But is it in a theater?
I don't know.
Or is it just in Netflix?
I think it might just be Netflix.
That's bizarre to me, but I enjoy it. But I still think it's bizarre. There's no like release.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
No. And it's,
you know what I mean?
I know. It's so weird,
it
right?
feels very, I don't know, it feels...
We're skipping something.
Yeah, like, we're skipping a huge, like, American tradition.
Yeah, like, God, dessert already, but I haven't, you know?
Right. Like I want to go out to the popcorn. I want my feet to stick to the floors.
Oh, that little sticky feet.
Yeah. I want to, like, I love the smell of a movie theater. You can get, like, a little finger blast in the dark. Like, I want that experience. I want that whole movie going experience.
That finger blast in the dark while you watch Moana. Yeah, man. I haven't seen anyone finger blast in a bit.
Finger blast in the dark while you watch Moana. And it calls me. This I know.
Oh, that's another one I get too, dude from Moana.
Yeah.
Pothead.
You look like Maui.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but.
You haven't seen Moana?
No.
Dude, do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Dude.
Gotta see Moana.
You gotta see Moana. Like, you don't need marijuana to enjoy it, but you really should
like
get high
in
and watch
life,
Moana.
It helps.
There's so many scenes in that movie. I went with Justin Martindale. We got blasted. And we were like this, watching. We were, the opening credits were like, we lost our lamps. We were like, he said, Justin goes, if they start with Hawaiian music, I'm going to cry.
That's so, what else would they start with?
I was like, well, if they start with Bon Jovi, I'm going to cry.
Oh, yeah. That would have been crazy.
We were just freaking out. There's so many scenes in that movie where if you are a little enhanced, you just are like, just pulled.
Just like, oh, my God.
It's so amazing. It's just so beautiful to get finger blasted to.
Justin Martindale.
Justin Martindale. That's like one of our favorite pastimes. We just get blasted and go see Disney movies.
That's great.
Or like any sort of animated movie. There's so, I was thinking about this, like there's some new animated movie coming out. I forget what it is, but it's so well done. It doesn't look animated.
Oh, that Toy Story 3, right?
Yes.
With the cat?
With the cat.
That was pretty crazy. I saw that, yeah.
It's like, then I was like, why not just get a cat? Then I realized you can't really train a cat to do shit.
No, yeah, those are,
I mean,
you don't see a lot of cat competitions. No. Yeah, that'd be tough.
You can't. We saw Siegfried and Roy, and that might have been the best trained cat ever. And look how that turned out.
Yeah.
Not so good.
He's good now, right?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that.
I mean, I would be terrified.
Full recovery or something?
I mean, I'm sure half of the face is missing.
Ugh, yeah.
There's definitely parts of the face missing for sure.
I hate that. I hate whenever a dog is about to turn on me. Like, you know how you can tell when an animal's like about, like a cat.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're about to scratch me. Like,
your own cat would do that. People's cats are crazy.
I don't have cats. My aunt had like 18 cats, man.
My aunt too.
Couldn't deal with that. That's part of the reason I left to New York. I was having one of those moments of like, I gotta get out of here, man.
Were you living with her and the cat?
I was, yeah. And a cat. I came home and I remember I had just won this Wu-Tang Clan hoodie in this contest. And I came home and the cat pissed all over it, man. And I was like, I gotta get out of here.
That is messed up. Yeah. That cat pissed on your Wu-Tang hoodie?
Pissed on it.
Wu-Tang is not for the children or the cats.
No, apparently not.
That's rude.
Nothing to fuck with.
No.
The cat fucked with it.
36 cat boxes.
Yeah. You know how I got that? I did a chess rap. It was part of Wu-Chess.
A chess rap?
Yeah.
Like the game chess?
Yeah, the game chess. The RZA like has this whole like Wu-Chess thing, which like he helps like kids play chess and stuff.
That's
like
cool.
Yeah, it's like
he's
a
very
really
intelligent
cool
man.
Yeah,
he
and
is.
I remember I it was like some YouTube thing, and I put a rap out there, and I won it. And I remember like, oh, this is crazy.
How many years ago was that? That was a long time ago.
This is like 10 years ago, 10 or 11.
Do you think that video is still out there?
No.
No?
No, I remember it's not out there anymore.
You sure?
I looked for it, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would love to see that.
It was pretty interesting.
Was it freestyle?
No, I pre-wrote it.
You wrote it,
yeah.
Are you a rapper?
No, but I somehow won that. Like, that was just goofy. Like.
And I love that the cat pissing on it was your omen to move.
Yes.
You're like, that's it.
Well, and because I remember I had done Stand Up for Diversity. Or no, I hadn't done it, but like Bill Bellamy, I opened for him at the Improv in Dallas. And he was like, you should go do this thing. I'll get you a spot on the show. And then I was like, I can't do that. It's New York. But then I went. I was like, I got to go give this thing.
And did you get hooked?
Yeah, well, I went to New York and I got an agent and stuff, and I was like, oh, this is the thank you cat piss. Yeah,
thank you cat piss.
The right move.
Eight cats. My Aunt Carol had 5 cats, 3 ferrets, 2 parrots.
Oh, my God.
And a couple other weird creatures running
weird
around.
Weird
creatures. Yeah, I don't even know what they were. I think they were an undiscovered species.
Yeah.
She was a colorful person. She was really, really wild and cool.
My brother's got like 3 ferrets.
Really?
Yeah.
They smell so bad.
They smell, oh my God.
They smell, yes. They're not meant to be a pet.
No, it's tough. It's tough. Yeah.
But they're so cute, but like.
They are adorable, but it's like,
they
just that smell.
And then you smell, and then you look creepy. Like, I don't want to be the lady who smells like ferret.
No, no one wants to be that.
No one's marrying that lady, the yeah. ferret lady. I remember one time my aunt had her three ferrets at my grandma's house, and Sammy was one of the nice ones, and he was curled up on my belly, and she had Mandy, who was a bitch.
Oh,
and the other
one
was probably somewhere biting a hole in the wall and crapping in between the walls. I don't know where it was.
They always shit in those weird places.
And Mandy crawled up on my lap, and I was like, oh, she's being nice. And then she crawled up here, and I'm like, oh, look. I remember being like, Mandy finally likes me. And then Mandy lunged and
what?
Attached herself to my neck.
Oh.
And I stood up and I'm this fucking thing is like swinging like a pendulum from my neck. I'm like, ah! And I ripped her and threw her across the room.
That's so very like.
Fuck her.
That is so Fairly Brothers. Like, Ben Stiller, like, oh, God.
It's exactly what it was. It was a pure moment of panic for me.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah, it was really freaky.
They're good at, they got those like tight jaws too.
Yeah,
they're strong. They hunt. Ferrets in the wild. I look at videos.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
That bitch was hunting for my neck, that little fucker.
They attach themselves to rabbits. And you're
wearing the ears.
Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah.
they attach themselves
to a rabbit, and they basically get a hook in there, and they kill it.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's insane.
It's Earth Day.
It is Earth Day.
I just remember we were talking about animals.
I was texted to tweet something about that.
Yeah, I tweeted something about like, well, are you going to have kids one day?
Probably.
So how do you feel about bringing your kids to like, I know some zoos do like conservation. They have conservation efforts and they actually work with actual sanctuaries and help some, they have a rehabilitation system in play within the zoo. But how do you feel about like places like SeaWorld or like places where they have these whales and they still have whales and dolphins in these enclosures that are way too small.
Yeah, that's like, tough. I saw that documentary too.
Blackfish?
Yeah. A good documentary will like just change your whole
mind. It really changes your
whole,
because you see how they actually attain the animals in the wild, and it's
so sad.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. Take away from the mom, and
you heard her, like you could hear her wail.
Yes.
Like I wonder if that's where the term comes from. Like,
oh man!
Just ripping a whale from its mother.
It's so sad, right?
It is because they travel and they I think they call them families, like a family of
whale.
Yeah,
like a pod. Yeah.
And it's a multi-generational.
group.
Like there's grandparents and like it's a whole. It's
like
your
like
house
a,
on.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, minus your dad.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Maybe that's what happened to him. We got separated. The whale was supposed to meet his dad at Burger King, and then he just got separated.
But, like, do you think it's got to be a hard...
Bringing your kid? Like,
well, you want your child to see cool things.
Yeah.
But with knowledge that we have now, I mean, is it a parent's responsibility to be like, well, maybe I shouldn't bring my kid or expose my child to SeaWorld or things like that? You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
I yelled at my sister for bringing her kids.
But sometimes those deals are so good. Sometimes you get a Coke can or a Dr. Pepper can. It's like, ah, chips.
And also it's
zero
like.
Zero for $10? Come
yeah.
on.
It's expensive having kids, so you're lured in by that. And also, like, to entertain your children is difficult. You know, you just want to them to watch the whale jumping and doing all that.
Yeah.
But
no,
I don't know, man.
That's sad. I know. I think about that, too.
It's fucking terrible.
Sometimes they have those ones that are, like, zoos for, like, it's all the, like, creatures who can't survive on their own.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like the dolphin who's got the thing.
Yeah, like, oh, he'd get torn apart
this guy.
In the ocean.
Yeah, he got, like, jacked up, and now he can't.
Yeah.
You know, this is how he swims.
Which even makes it a little bit more weird. They were like, yeah,
we're
gonna...
like, looking at this, like, special needs fucking dolphin.
Yeah.
What's his name? It's in Florida. A Dolphin Tail. Disney. I think
it's
a Disney movie.
Right.
Another good one
Disney
to watch.
Movie,
Harry Connick Jr.'s in that.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he plays a dad who like runs the place. And
I always confuse him and Michael Bublé.
You were confused?
Yeah.
You really?
They just kind of remind me. They got that same like, they both play piano, right? The crooners? They're both crooners. That's what it is.
They are. Michael Bublé's mouth really annoys me. I think it's because he's English is his second language, and it's
no way. What's his first language?
I don't.
That's crazy.
French? Isn't he French? Bublé, Aaron, Canadian, French Canadian, right? Probably. His mouth. Watch when he sings. Now you're gonna notice it.
Oh really?
Kind of like John Mayer's singing face. How that annoys me. Have you seen that?
A lot of singing.
Oh,
faces
I gotta. I know. I need
me.
To. I just have to show this to you because it's gonna change your life, John. If you Google John Mayer's singing face, it'll haunt you, and also excite you at the same time. It's a
What is? Oh wow! Yeah, damn.
Look at that! This is how he looks. Can you see that? Can you guys look at that face? Sorry,
the
John
one
Mayer.
The girls go wild.
Yeah,
for.
That's the one that makes the girls go wild. That's Michael Bublé's face is just. But he's doing something right.
He's got to deal with the bubbly.
Oh, that's right.
Soda water.
It's Bublé. No, it's bubbly.
Bubbly. Yeah.
I mean, if that's not a perfect little hookup, I don't know what is.
I know.
I mean, how much money do you need, though? I say that now. It's like, give me more money.
I want money, man.
Do you?
Don't you just want money? Like,
I want to be able to take care of my family and travel a lot.
Yeah, take care.
So I guess
that's
money.
The whole taking care of the family. Everyone's
just
I want to
struggle.
Yeah.
I don't want to struggle. But then again, if you don't, like I said before, we were talking about like the struggle's kind of nice.
Yeah, because it keeps you from spending too much money almost.
I just love the grind. There's something about the grind. Maybe.
The grind is fun. Like you ever play a video game and you start over from the beginning and you don't have anything and you kind of like it? Like,
never.
It's a grind.
But that sounds fun.
It is. It's kind of like that. It's like starting over Mario, you know, Zelda.
I need a challenge.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What would you do with a shitload of money, though? What's the first thing you would do?
What I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably take a private jet just because I see all these comics putting up pictures of private jets.
Where are these motherfuckers going? Who?
I know. I'm like, how the fuck did you get a private? Man, fucking barely. Got 15 minutes in a private
jet. You should not.
I know. It's like,
you should not be in a private jet if you don't have 15.
No, you got to at least be able to headline in a private jet, man. If you're a feature on a private jet, something is not going, like, you're not taking the right path, man.
That is so funny. Unless, like, you're on Kevin Hart's private jet.
Yeah,
and you're riding along. But if you yourself are booking a private jet and you haven't done a full headlining weekend, you're missing like 17 steps in comedy.
Yeah, yeah, you took the warp zone, man.
You're missing like 10 years in comedy.
Got ahead.
I don't know if I've ever flown in a private jet. Have you?
No. I want to fly. You would know.
Yeah, I guess you
would know.
I like
how you like after. Let me think. When did I fly
in? I've flown in planes that were the size of private jets, but they were like those 10-seat puddle jumpers.
Oh, that was a tough.
Oh,
that was freaky.
God. It's like a Centro bus for, you know, traveling in between smaller states.
Yeah.
So terrible. And you're landing in some dude's, like, backyard.
Yeah.
You're, like, in a cornfield. You're like, is this even a municipal airport?
Yeah. Candles on the runway. Like, what? Come
Just
on,
man. Just some old
dude
in overalls meets you.
Yeah. Oh, goats.
I've never been on. I think the closest, coolest plane I've been on was Air Force Two. That was
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a big plane. And
Air Force Two was that's the one the vice president is in.
Yeah, it's like the vice president and like you know different congressmen.
Oh, how'd you get on that?
USO tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
it was
cool.
A lot of fun with the we were with the Joint Chiefs Staff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lot of fun and like you know. The seats are huge, and you can just get up, and there's, like, a full bar, and, like...
What?
You can sit in the cockpit.
Oh, you can just chill out up
there?
Yeah,
like, the door's just wide open. You can just sit in the cockpit and watch them take off and land. It's really cool.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, we got wasted on Air Force, too.
Damn.
Sorry, I don't know if I can say that. It's me and then...
Man.
Kelly Pickler... Wilmer Valderrama.
What?
Do you know Wilmer?
No, I don't know Wilmer.
He's cool.
But it seems like we should. I feel like all the like Latinos and like they try to put everyone together.
Yeah,
too.
You guys would get along.
You two should meet.
I think he'd love you. Like,
He's
really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Milo Ventimiglia was on there too. Sean
White. Really?
Yeah,
what
was fun.
This? That's insane.
It was it was for the Christmas tour.
That's awesome.
It was the USO Christmas tour, and we all that was the group of people. Sean White, his girlfriend. She's a lead singer of Phantom Gram, which is like one of my favorite bands.
Oh, really? Isn't that cool? Like those popular couples.
Yeah,
and stuff?
You're like,
I'm always
okay.
fascinated. Yeah,
I know.
On this show I was on, Joanna Garcia. She was the lead actress, but then her husband is Nick Swisher.
Oh, shoot.
And it was cool. It was like, oh,
that's
man,
pretty
you
cool.
guys are a power couple.
Yeah, you guys are a power couple.
You guys are both talented. You look at your significant other like, what? You got to bring it
step up your game.
Learn how to play baseball. Come on.
You want your girlfriend to learn how to play baseball?
Oh, man.
What did your girlfriend do?
She runs an online business right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, jewelry. Aqua Kiwi.
Aqua Kiwi? Yeah. That's a great name. I love a girl doing her thing, though.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, she's a business owner.
She is. She's good at Instagram and stuff like that.
That's dope.
She's got more followers than me. I don't even know.
Aqua Kiwi. What kind of jewelry?
It's all types of jewelry. Summer stuff.
I want to order
seasonal.
Something.
That's what it is.
Seasonal. How long has she been doing Aqua Kiwi?
A couple years, I'll say.
Do you think you guys are in for the long haul, or is it like?
Yeah, probably. We've been together for like 4 or 5 years. So
ooh, Vicky.
Figured something with it. No, Christy.
Look at that.
Who's Vicky?
Who the hell is Vicky, man? Aqua Kiwi. Let me see.
Damn, I want to get on it. The closest I got to a private jet was I was on a Southwest flight with no one on it one time.
You were?
There was like 5 people on it. But
Southwest is the fucking worst.
Really? See, I like, here's why I like them. Just in case you got to cancel. They have no cancellation fees.
That's nice. What you is up with cancellation back. Fees?
It's
why?
Tough, especially if you're like a comic or something. You got to cancel all the time, dude. Yeah.
$200 to cancel a flight. For what?
That's crazy,
you're
gonna man.
You're going to book it again.
Yeah.
You're going to book the fucking thing again.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It is so damn expensive to travel.
It's crazy. But that's why Southwest, it's like you get that and they don't have first class or anything,
That's fine.
I only get first class whenever someone else is paying for it.
Right, anyway. Someone else is paying if you can like if you're traveling really far. And you can sort
that
of
would be, like justify it like, okay, I've got to drink a lot. I'm going to have to drink a lot on this.
Fuck. I did that when I flew from L.A. to Lebanon.
Oh, really? Oh, How long is that flight?
Like, I'm still on it. It was so long. It was so long. And I was on this plane, Alitalia.
Yeah.
Which literally the airline, the plane is from like 1979. There was an ashtray in my armrest. And I was like, this plane's going to crash. Yeah. This plane is going to crash. Oh, my God. And the TV was like this little teeny. Like,
oh, don't even put a TV if you're going to give me that.
Don't put a TV. Yeah. I didn't know how the plane even stayed up in the air. I was freaking out. It was like a 14-hour flight.
Oh, my God. That was long flights. I went to Australia from here one time, and that was one of those flights. It was like, gosh.
How does it stay up in the air for so long?
Magic. That's what I think.
Magic. And magic, also, man. If a plane can last for 14 hours, why do we have all these layovers?
Just stick them up there, man. Yeah.
What are we? I'm convinced layovers are so we spend more money in the airport. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, interesting.
There's no reason. There are plenty of people. I'm sure you've traveled where you get off the plane and all those people get back on the connecting plane. So why couldn't we just go on one fucking flight?
Yeah, well, because Panera, they want to sell those salads.
Because of Yeah. And why is a salad in a regular Panera $8 and in an airport Panera it's $137?
It's insane, right?
How much are these croutons?
Even the cheap things like McDonald's, you go like, dude, is there a dollar menu here?
No, there's
apparently
no dollar menu.
At the airport, it does not exist.
It's so damn expensive.
No.
I'm convinced it's just a money trap.
What I'll do sometimes, though, I kind of like them. Like, if it's like, because there's not a lot of Tex-Mex out here. So if I got a layover with somewhere with like Tex-Mex or like a Whataburger, I'll like stock up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. Totally. You have to bring your own food. I don't care. I will sit in that plane with a tuna sandwich.
Oh, you want to see? I get a little self-conscious. I'm like, I don't want people to be freaking out, man.
I will sit there with a tuna sandwich. I will not do gross things. Like, I won't. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen some crazy stuff. I saw a man clipping his toenails.
Oh, God.
I heard it before.
Oh,
I saw it.
What? No. That's almost worse. Like the, because you hear the clip and then you hear the, that little, like that toenail hitting like somewhere in the distance. Like across the room. So gross.
I honestly heard it. It was like, pew. And I was like, what? And then, like, I felt one like, go by me, and I was like, what the fuck? Is there a bee on this plane? And I look back, and this grown fucking Asian man has his foot up like this, and he's clipping his nails.
Oh, God.
With his feet just up, like, basically in between my seat. And I was like, sir. No.
No.
Absolutely not, sir.
Was it Spirit Airlines? That's the only way I'd be like, all right,
Spirit,
this could fly here.
More like Spirit with his fucking nails.
That's so
holy
horrible.
Hell.
Yeah.
Those people need to be canceled.
Asians? That's kind of racist, not Jessamay. Asians. I don't know if I can be a part of that.
Not Asians.
I don't know if I can get by. I still got a little bit of pilot season. I can't be saying anything too crazy.
clip their toenails, not just Asians. Yeah. I saw a white woman doing it too.
Oh, so gross. Yeah, anytime you take the thing, it, like, just leave the sock on, man.
Leave your fucking socks on the plane.
Yeah.
We've got to, I don't know why people get on planes and all of your hygiene just goes out the door.
It's done. Yeah.
We're taking our socks off. We're, you know, burping. We're farting. There's always a fucking fart cloud.
Oh, always.
How many fart clouds have you been stuck in on Southwest?
People look at me, and I'm just because I look like a farter. I just look, oh, look at this fucking farting, man.
I would probably blame you too.
Yeah, I would do. I look like, you look like yeah, it. Like he probably doing it on purpose, you know, just to make people laugh or something. You know?
Meanwhile, it's the dude in the business suit,
exactly,
laying those stress farts because he hasn't slept in a week. Yeah. He's got to get that progress report done, oh, and the progress report is just coming out of his bunghole. It's brutal. This is my PSA for all people who travel to stop being gross.
Yeah.
Please.
Come on, man.
Stop clipping your nails.
Little deodorant. You
know? Little deodorant. A little effort.
Yeah. Not much.
Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, even you've got your back strap on.
I got my back strap. Come on. You're trying to improve your posture? You think I'm doing nothing, but no.
No.
Okay. I got my
you got everything
strap.
Going on.
I'm going to wear my Spanx.
You're going to wear your Spanx. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
That's how I'm going to get busted. I'll go through TSA and they'll be like, what is this, sir? Oh, no, it's my back strap. Like, you're going to need to take it off.
No. Can you imagine at TSA you get stripped down from your back strap?
Oh, my God.
And your Spanx.
That would so happen, man. And then they'd be like, whoa, okay, free to go.
You're just walking through with your Spanx.
Ah, just holding it, shirt off, just with my Spanx and my back strap. Just all disheveled, like not held up by anything.
Just picturing you shuffling through with your Spanx around your ankle.
I gotta make the flight.
Oh, man. Where can my fools find you?
It's online, Dustin. Yeah, it's Dustin _ Ibarra. Yeah.
Yes, Ibarra.
Ibarra.
Dustin Ibarra. You have any
with a Y.
Shows coming out?
What do I have coming out? Yeah, I got this movie Bits coming out.
Cool.
Movie Bits. It's gonna be. It's a horror movie.
Yes. What's it about? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it's about it's like this video game. It's a horror movie set in like a video game world.
Kind of like
it's kind of a haunted game.
Ooh,
you know?
That's fun.
Yeah,
remember
it's
Brain
really
Games
cool.
Or like what was that game? What was that movie with Oh, God, what was his name? That kid, like, back in the 90s where he plays a video game and he kills, but he passes out and then he actually did it in real life.
Oh, no way.
Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, it was so fun. But this sounds really interesting,
was
too.
Was that what Lawnmower Man was about? I haven't seen that.
Lawnmower
but I remember,
Man had, like, that sort of
I remember there was a lack
situation.
Of lawnmowers. I remember thinking, like,
a lack of lawnmowers. Yeah. Yeah. So, Bits, who directed it?
Yeah.
That guy. I'm a fan of his. Right, it's now. Okay.
Want
me to Google it? We got Google.
I have it on my phone.
I can Google it.
It's so funny because we're supposed to go hike
the name,
at some point.
I wish I knew the name of that movie. Do you remember that movie, Aaron?
I don't.
It was with like Ewan, what was his name? This actor that everybody loved. Like I remember I used to like dry hump the side of my bed thinking about this actor back in the day. He was like Jonathan Taylor Thomas style.
Edward Payson.
Edward Payson. Cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure when it's coming out. It should be.
That's exciting.
I'm guessing, yeah, later this year. But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
Gonna be cool.
Any live dates?
Just San Antonio right now. Are you canceling any dates coming up?
I'll let you know what dates I
cancel.
Yeah,
let me know what you drop out of.
You can
I'll be there.
Hop on.
Yeah.
Get
man.
It?
Hop.
Yeah.
I was in Hop too.
You were? That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. I get a little check this time
oh,
of year.
That's cool. You're in Hop. That's yeah. awesome.
That was
You've
so
been
much
working,
fun.
Man.
It was fun. That was like yeah. That was like one of my first like big things.
That's
where I, like,
cool.
Said something. It was crazy.
It's animated, right?
Yeah. But that's... I was a person in it.
That's so awesome.
It was Cody, the mailroom clerk.
So you voiceover work, right?
No, this was straight up like a live.
Was it live? And then
yeah.
they added. Oh, that's right. They added.
Because the bunny was like.
The bunny was
yeah.
CGI. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, check it out.
I
it
love like
insane.
Seeing people I know like in movies and TV shows. It fills me with happiness.
Oh, I trip out seeing myself. I'll start holding. I'll like hold my breath and stuff. And like I can't like. I was
when
in that
you watch yourself, you hold your breath.
Man, I was in Us. And I was like freaking out about that because it was a part that could have so been cut out because it was a smaller part. But I was like, oh.
You freaked the fuck out.
Yeah. So when I saw myself, it happened a long time ago too. So I was like, oh, what do I say? What do I don't look like a dumbass? Don't do something stupid, Dusty. I was like, okay, you made it through.
Dusty. I love that your internal voice says Dusty.
Oh, yeah. I call myself Dusty all the time. Like, what are we going to do, Dusty?
Dusty, you're a delight. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Thanks for having me, Jessamyn.
Dustin Ibarra, everybody. You look great. Your posture's great. You held yourself up nice.